Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, let's do this. We did say we're going to chat to him this morning, and he is on the line, Lee Duhu.
We did indeed. Paula Manelli is a local and international award-winning contemporary artist who hails from Port Elizabeth. His work is just incredible, to say the very least. And deservedly, he's received a number of accolades, among which are Lurie Awards, as well as being shortlisted at the Cannes Festival of Creativity. He's exhibited all over the map, including at Design Indaba and in the Netherlands. And he's worked as art director at renowned advertising agency Ogilvy & Mather, where he also received numerous awards for campaigns. Currently, Paula is a lecturer and Masters of Fine Art candidate at the Nelson Mandela University. But this morning, he's right here on the line chatting to us on Algoa FM Breakfast. Paula, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Wow, hey Lee, thanks for that wonderful intro.
Well, how's that intro? Gee whiz.
Good morning.
Listen, it's no secret. Poor Paula. Paula thinks I'm stalking him because I'm a huge fan.
I do a double take, but like, is there someone else on the line beside me? Or like, oh, okay.
Listen, Paula, your work looks at the components of identity, you know, how it's instructed and constructed rather, and coming to grips with who we are and who we desire to be. Where does the fascination and the decision to focus on identity as a theme stem from?
Say hi. Say hi to Wayne and Lee and everyone else in the studio.
Hello.
So I think for me, the preoccupation with identity, it was pretty much a natural thing. I think it just came from a place of wanting to understand why I was drawn to the stories and images and imagery that I've been drawn to since I was a child. And I guess it's just trying to find patterns in habits of interest, you know, and I think that's what a lot of identity, the way we understand identities are being constructed is, you know, it's just like patterns, you know. So we talk about, not to get too academic or anything, but we talk about identity being performative, which basically just means that we kind of go through the kind of same script, you know, of like, this is what a woman or a man or a black person or a white person is supposed to act like. And once you realize that it's actually just a script and a pattern, then it makes it a little bit more fun to kind of start breaking that and playing around with that and seeing just how far that legibility can be pushed.
So talking about things that, you know, had come naturally to you as a child and patterns and so on, let's talk about your style. So your style is very distinctive. I mean, one sees your work anywhere and can easily identify that is a Paula Manelli. Did you deliberately work towards that, or was it an unintentional natural progression?
Yeah, I mean, again, I guess it's a beautiful segue because it does go back into interests and things that you've been, well, I guess like your introduction to like culture, because I mean, I grew up on hip-hop and comic books, and both of those mediums have a very strong emphasis on, like, individuality. You know, like, a rapper was never supposed to sound like any other rapper. You know, it's supposed to come up with your own cadence and flow. And it's very much the same thing in comic books as well. Like, the ideal is to be able to, like, look at a drawing and be able to tell, okay, this is so-and-so. So, I've always tried to adapt that into my own personal work as well.
Now, the Lovedale Press in Alice has been around since 1823, almost 200 years, and is facing closure. And some folk are rallying together to raise funds. And you, among other artists, are donating some of your proceeds of your work sold to try and assist. Paula, what made you decide to get involved with this initiative?
Yeah, so I think it came... having been in academia for a while and... just listening to the kind of emphasis on the archive, right, in the sense of knowledge and history passed down through history that's kind of like in danger of being lost, you know. And I mean, I always like bemoan things like the Library of Alexandria, like how that's not around anymore, or like all of our other institutions that have like kind of fallen apart due to neglect. And when I found out that we actually still have that going on, like right now, like in our lifetime, in the form of the Lovedale Press, it was kind of ridiculous to me that like that things that had happened in the past that we kind of go, oh, that would have never happened if we were around, if that were happening today, is actually still continuing on, you know, like right in front of our eyes. So yeah, for me, the Lovedale Press is something that I think is obviously really important to me, but I just think really important to the preservation of South African history, you know. Yeah, yeah. There aren't a lot of places like that, and we need to preserve the ones that we have left.
Paula, I share the exact sentiment. And in fact, you know, I went on and decided to support the cause myself. And at the same time, it was a bit of a double whammy, because I also managed to then get my hands on a Paula Maneli screen print called the Magukanye artwork, meaning Let There Be Light. And we're going to be doing an unboxing. I don't know if you've caught on to the social media trend of unboxing yet, but my delivery arrived yesterday via courier, and I haven't seen it yet. So I'm literally going to, as we are talking to you online, I am going to do an unboxing. Tear open this plastic.
She's literally tearing open.
Tearing open.
Yeah. So she's going to see it for the very first time now.
Okay, there we go. There we
While
go.
While we've awesome. Got you on the line, unboxing
no
a beautiful Paula Maneli artwork while speaking to the artist.
I'm claiming the bubble wrap.
You can have the bubble wrap.
Imagine if it's a stick man.
Oh, gosh, this is exciting. I tell you, my heart's racing.
Lovely.
And it's been mounted beautifully as well. And packaged.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Well packaged.
Nice. Paula, this is incredible.
Right?
It is absolutely beautiful.
It's like a book.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can I just talk a little bit about how that project came out for a second?
We've literally got a second. Wayne is going to kill me.
Okay. I just want to give credit to the guys at Floodhouse Printing, because they handled all of the screen printing and the packaging, and they did an amazing job.
Wow.
Yeah, no, listen, it was worth it. And I'll certainly be supporting with some more. I'm going to drag in my colleagues as well. But it was such a pleasure and an honor chatting to you. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Cheers, Paula.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.